Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Boom. It's time for fun. It's time for your texts. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. The kitchen fraud, Susie Jones, is now here. I heard you talking about forks and spoons.
Oh, yeah. Disarray.
Your involvement.
Disarray.
You are the one who leaves bowls and knives
food
and glasses
caked on
in said sink. Correct?
Correct. I own up to it. I've turned over a new leaf, Chad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Here are the two things I'm going to start doing right now.
Okay.
I'm going to be nicer, and I'm going to be honest. We'll see how long this lasts.
Well, I mean, hold a second. You think you haven't been honest before?
Well,
I'm worried. I'm really worried if you haven't been honest already.
Well, I'm honest in my work. I mean, I write stories with care and
yes.
thought yeah. and consideration and
for sure
yeah. fairness.
I meant
in
I
my
meant
life.
Your opinions.
Yeah. Well, my opinions. There's where there's some room to improve.
Okay.
Well, so, do you want me to go
first?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I know.
Did Dave tell
paying
you?
Paying attention when you speak. Date number two.
Date number two.
Was scheduled.
Mm-hmm. And it happened. It
okay.
happened. Now, in the
Let's
interest
hear.
Of liability and lawsuits, I'm going to be mindful. That's another word I'm going to work toward. About what I say.
Wow, that's a heck of an opening.
There. Isn't it, though? Because I already ran this past Dave Harrigan because I want to say some things about it, but I don't want to be mean or critical or judgy. And I know I'm those things all the time. But this is a person that was attractive, and we met at a place so that we could watch football because I asked to change
Great.
The location. We had a bite to eat. A little nervous, I would say, which is to be expected. He was. I wasn't.
He was a little nervous?
Yes, yes. I think I'm a little bit...
The Susie Jones showing up. My goodness.
Yeah.
I
mean, you're a big deal.
No, I don't think he knew I was a big deal. I think he talked about himself a lot, which is fine.
Oh. Is that fine?
No, it's not fine. I like conversation. I like you to ask me a question about me, and then I'll ask you a question about you. And then we can discuss
the topic.
Do you like
to alternate like that?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not rigid. I mean, it doesn't have to be one. But, you know.
I got it.
And particularly as well, if there is a topic of conversation. For example, the media we did talk about, which was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of opinions. He also admitted.
Did
I think
you agree with many of those media opinions?
I was all right with them. They weren't too outlandish. But he did admit that he was a center conservative. Conservative, is that possible? Center right?
Center right?
Oh, is that what it's
center
called?
Right?
Yeah, center right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has had a great deal. He's had a very challenging life.
Okay.
Had a lot of some health problems. And at one point, he said, you can probably tell this or not, And I thought you would get a bang out of this, and I'm not being mean, but you know how obsessed I am with teeth, right?
Yeah, you're a big teeth person.
I'm a big teeth
person. Love a good smile.
Love a good smile. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't know if you can tell this, but I have fake teeth. These are dentures.
All of them or just a couple?
Mm-mm. All.
Whole
mouth.
Whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Wow. And I just looked at my... my investments right now, if you hear me crying in the corner, you'll know what's going on. Not been a good day on the market. Okay, so what was your reaction to that?
I was fine. I said, oh, that must have been terrible. Did it hurt to have all your teeth pulled? Blah, 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 blah. And then I was really honest, and I said at the end of the encounter.
That's so good.
Also, he is an artist. And he does do sketch.
You've got to be kidding.
I'm not.
You are. This is you and Dave came up with this.
No,
there's
we didn't.
No
this
way
is
this guy's
straight
an
up. Straight up. Straight up. Okay, wait. Last thing. And I'm not going to say it.
Okay, can I just paraphrase? There might have been somebody, and I'm going to be very delicate here.
Okay.
Somebody you might have seen who offered up some artwork that was. Rather interesting.
Risque.
Risque.
Risque is
provocative.
Provocative. Inappropriate.
Yeah. So this, all, yes, 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 all of them.
This is why we mentioned sketch.
Can I also add? But very well done.
Beautiful art. I don't know who the artist is, but the depiction of the art was offensive
You've
to me.
You've never looked better.
You've
never looked better. I mean, none of us have looked better
You're
than that.
You're a pig. Okay, let me finish the last peculiarity.
Has anybody looked that good?
Oh, listen, stop it. Now it's in my head. Okay, let me finish. The last peculiarity was that. Remember my last encounter, which we haven't had a date yet, but we might.
Yeah.
Because I like that
he
guy.
He tried.
Yeah. But he mentioned to me, and I think you might remember the country that he was born in.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
This person that I had an encounter with yesterday, his father is from that same country.
Wow.
That's weird. There's some weirdness. Weird. Woo.
Well, it's not that rare of. I mean, go ahead. You can say the country. It sounds like it's
Nicaragua. Anyway, it was fine. I stood up. I had to go because I wanted to watch the second half at home. I said, it was nice to meet you. I said, I'm not signing contracts right now. So it's possible, you know, maybe, but I don't know. And then.
Dave, what's your guess? Does she want a second date? You know a little more than I know.
He knows
maybe
a lot
I should go
more.
First.
Yeah, you go first.
Maybe I go first. No, second date's not happening.
No.
I think that's. Yeah. Susie just answered.
Not in a mean way, like I hate your guts, but more like a, this isn't really going to fit. And let me just say something about teeth. I don't think at my age, at 62, dating now in my 60s, that I would actively say yes to someone who had dentures.
Really?
Because I cannot imagine making out with someone with no teeth.
How much teeth banging are you doing when you're making out? I mean, I got to be honest, I'm more lips and tongue than, bang teeth here a little bit.
No, I just, it's just something.
It's a turnoff for you.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah?
Now, of course, I told my mom and sister and my entire family about this date in much more colorful and...
Well, you need to call me later.
Okay.
I need more details.
You do, because if I could... the rest of the story.
Oh.
Okay, so that's
See, this is where we need the other podcast we should do where we can swear. And
we could call it The Mic's Off.
Yeah, you know, something like
Some
that.
Some people call
okay,
it
Okay, let's
like,
pause. Okay. Excellent.
Okay, thanks.
Keep texting away. You can react to Susie's date if you want to. Maybe you're the person, although we had somebody contend they were the person last time and they weren't
that?
The person.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Okay.
You could check the number and see if it's correct.
Sure.
Dave's coming up. I'm coming up. But you're in the mix for overrated, underrated, properly rated. 651-461-9226. What is our music theme of the day,
Dave? I love
this song.
You're
so busy with guests. Bruno Mars, tremendous. Plus, he loses to Michelle Pfeiffer early.
I love it.
Who is one of the 10 most beautiful humans to walk 100%. The planet.
100%. Love her. I'm in love with her.
And she's great. I love when she's interviewed. Her roles are, she's massively underrated as an actress. What's our theme today, Dave?
One of the early tunes we played was Timothy Chalamet doing a little Bob Dylan cover on SNL. Yeah. He was the host and musical guest over the weekend. Okay. Outlaw Blues was one of the ones he did. And then that tied in with the SNL 50th anniversary. Tonight they're doing the, it's like a 3-hour long thing, the music of SNL. So it's all cuts. All cuts from artists that performed on SNL.
I've never heard you give up. I've never heard you give up your musical question of the day.
Honestly, then you've literally never listened to the show because it happens.
Never listens to the show. Okay. I mean, we ask it every day. Honestly, do you know that we're actually on the radio right now? Do you think it's just the three of us talking? I mean, I've never heard it.
Oh, shut up. God. Leave me alone. So, I have one more underrated.
Sure.
My grandson Isaiah is crawling. And it is,
I got
to babysit, and it's a hoot, and I love him, and he doesn't like to sleep, but I tricked him. I gave him the bottle, and he didn't take it, and then he wanted it. I said, come on, take it, I know, like a drug dealer. Anyway, I had a good weekend, so thank you.
You did. You had an interesting weekend, because yes, audience, I did get more details, and there were more details, let me tell you.
Yes.
I'll leave you the text, and then Dave will go to you. No more Travis and Taylor. Yeah, there's a lot. Overrated the Chiefs. Well, they're not overrated.
I hate them.
Underrated the amount of fun I have playing. Overrated, underrated, properly
aww,
rated.
Aw, fun.
That's excellent. Susie, some men may avoid asking many questions, avoid appearing intrusive.
Ah, interesting.
Susie, I'm a single white male, born in Minnesota, have no dentures, financially independent, and a great catch. I'm 69.
Okay.
Is there an age cutoff either way for Susie Jones?
Okay, you tell
under
me.
Under or over?
You tell me. I'm 62.
I don't think there should be any.
Five on one, five either way?
What? One at 10, 15, you know?
All right.
If it works, it works.
Listen, as I said, I know you guys got to go with yours, and I don't mean to, you know, take over the show.
That's fine.
You normally do. Take over the show.
When don't I take over the show? My new theory is, like, it's actually interesting to have these encounters with not much skin in the game. Not that, of course I have skin in the game, and if there's someone that jumps out, but to look at it a little more in a detached fashion and kind of go, wow, what a character. Like, holy crap. Like, I think I had it bad.
Susie, I'm reading text. I'm 57, still have all my molars. 62 and still look forward to making out. Good for you, Susie.
Wow.
Get after it, lady.
No way. These are not the texts.
Yeah. I'm reading all the texts here.
Wow, that's great.
I'm not reading all of them because there's a few that are accurate, funny, but I can't say it.
Are they pervy?
Well, we talked about one off air, Susie.
Okay.
Podcast name, Something with Teeth and Dentures. That should be podcast name. Overrated. 16-year-old daughter's attitude.
Right. Worst. The worst.
Best teeth, Eric Estrada or Donny Osmond? Ask Susie.
Eric Estrada.
We're skewing a little older there.
I don't care. I'd go out with Eric Estrada tomorrow.
Susie is such a favorite. Can you make her feature on your show? Love your show, Chad. Thank you. I don't think this person listens either. Susie's on constantly.
Yeah, because you interrupt me during the news all the time, and then it becomes a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I got to get back to the news, the tragic news.
A date with Susie would be intimidating.
I think.
Susie, your preference for dating men with good teeth is the same as men only date slim or large-breasted women.
Touche. I agree with you. Yep. But you know what? I don't care because it's me and it's my life. And if I want to set up parameters that suit me, great. And if you think I'm fat, then don't go out with me.
Bravo. All right, Dave.
You guys go. Come on. Enough about my big butt.
I will get going. First, underrated bad calls in the NFL because I love that everyone is up in arms. You know, if everything went, you know, according to plan yesterday with the officiating, everything was perfect in the Chiefs-Bills game. All we'd be talking about was, Chiefs, they did it again. Unbelievable. Shucks, man, those Bears or those just Bills just can't make it work. That's a
darn
shame.
It.
But instead, we all get to be angry. I love it.
It's perfect.
Any particular call that, or just
it's better for the sport, the controversy.
Okay.
It absolutely is.
Right.
Now, again, we've been making this point for how long with the tennis comparison? How they haven't figured out a way outside of two 65-year-olds running from the sidelines when there's 4,250 pounds smashed together to figure out what a first down is. It's embarrassing. But it's good. We got the debate.
It is good. There should be no replay of anything. Don't replay. Just let officials decide and everyone can then get mad.
That's part of the show. Play it.
It is.
How long would the games be? They'd be 10 minutes if we didn't have to watch a stupid play 67 times.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Might be better.
And you turn your head and go, oh, God, was he in or out? Was his knee up or down?
Yeah, exactly. 3 millimeters this way. I don't know. Another underrated. I know some people like to go to Florida, perhaps California in theory, to get out of the Minnesota cold. Mm-hmm. I will say this weekend and continuing into this week here, the balmy winter weather we are having
right now,
in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities area cannot be beat. Yesterday out on the ski hill with my youngest.
Oh, fun.
And we had a blast. It was warm. There wasn't a hint of ever being cold. It was delightful. You snowbirds, whoever you are, you can take your heat and sunshine. I'll take Minnesota because I believe in this state.
Jeez.
Well,
that's a little harsh.
When it's 80, it beats it. But I said this before, Susie. Uh-huh. When it's like 40 and you can get out in it, whether you're running, you're walking, you're frolicking, you're whatever you're doing, it is great. You know, because it gives you hope that this awful season might end. That's why Dave's excited, because it's getting us closer to summer. Mm. It's not relishing winter.
Okay. Dave Harrigan, who's frolicking around the studio.
Been a lot of frolicking.
Who frolics
today?
Better than Dave? Yeah. No one.
I mean, really. But listen, Chad Hartman. I'm looking at the National Weather Service page for Minneapolis-St. Paul. Thursday, it says sunny and 48. That is sick.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm going to go
ice skating.
I'm going ice skating
good.
Again.
Well, might not be able to.
Nice knowing you.
Slush skating.
Right?
I mean most of us don't think, hey, it's 70. I'm going to go ice skating.
Come on, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Dave, you done?
Oh,
you go ahead. We're already at 27. Yeah. So go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Bring us home.
McConaughey and his ability to pull off great commercials.
Yes.
Oh, my
so
God.
Underrated.
The Ditka one. That cracked
the Ditka
me
one
up.
Is great. When he's out there getting rained on with Woody Harrelson, obviously the car commercial. Doesn't make movies anymore, but he makes really funny commercials.
Yeah.
I've mentioned Tom Jones before, but somehow on my TikTok, I stumble upon multiple Tom Jones. Tom Jones, so massively underrated. Can you Google Tom Jones's age? I think he's in his 80s, and he still sings great.
84.
And then on my algorithm, it pops up often, Susie, when Tom Jones is just with top superstars on a show in the late 60s and 70s, and he's singing with all of them.
Mm. I love them.
Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha, you name it.
I think we should bump out. I think we should bump out with some Tom Jones music.
Dave, go ahead.
You could stay in your lane, Susie.
Stay in your lane. That's what he says. Tells
and
me too,
birds.
So we all
wow.
just...
Go Phillies! Go Eagles! Go.
Letting two Eagles fly at me right now.
Yeah. Do we have a Tom Jones age?
I bet we
84.
Do.
84. He still sounds great. And he still looks great.
What's his best song?
I think Kiss. I love when he did Kiss, the Prince cover. I think it's fantastic.
Okay.
I am so weird about my pens. Like, you know, I think when you go to, like, your Target, your Costco, whatever, I think they should have a sample of the pen
I do too.
That you buy.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a great idea.
Thank you. Can I make money on it?
I don't know.
The
because
sample
I'm a,
pen.
I am a pen snob.
I am too.
I like a particular color, texture, how it feels in my hand, and I steal them. I don't know if that surprises you or not. So if I'm somewhere and I sign something with their pen and I like it, in the purse.
Yeah, I like to keep it. The Empire State Building.
What?
Yesterday.
Yeah?
After the Eagles win, lighting up in Eagles colors.
Wow.
Come on.
That's a little not fair.
No, that should not be happening, right, Harrigan?
No, it's I saw the photo
yet.
Too, and it's what?
Well, no, they had won, but that's New York.
Yes, it's New York. It's Giants country.
Here's
allegedly.
New York. Here's Philly. Your
when how mad would you be if you're
everything.
A Giants fan?
Maybe they're just really happy for Saquon.
Saquon, I love
that's
him.
It. I guess
he was so happy.
Little apparently
Saquon.
Underrated. If you can spell Columbia. You know,
Columbia.
Spelling Columbia apparently is it's a little more difficult than I thought.
I was going to go for a vacation there, but I'm afraid they won't let me in.
Yeah, they'll keep you. How about Jordana? Do we all hear the news about Jordana?
No.
She is supposed to be on the Hawaii trip, which I've taken before. It's phenomenal.
Yeah?
Actually, a couple times. She got norovirus, and she can't go.
No way.
How overrated is that?
Oh.
Now, maybe she might get there.
Gosh.
But obviously she's vulnerable because of the cancer.
Yeah.
And all the other ones. You're
going to
go.
Oh.
She's got further treatment going on now. It never ends for her.
Oh.
So then her and a handsome husband and, I'm sure a high number of CCO listeners, they're going to go, well, they went.
Mm.
But Jordana gets the norovirus.
Gosh.
That stinks.
Sucks.
And then last thing, I thought we were the only suckers who lined up to see a smelly flower, a corpse flower.
Yeah.
I thought we were the only dopes who did this.
Yeah.
Dave, tell Susie where it's taking place right now.
Oh, the corpse flower. They've got one in the Brooklyn area of New York, and the people are lined up around the block.
Man.
Honestly.
The dumbest
why?
Thing. Dumb.
It is idiotic. I'm going to line up. We're going to play some poop right over here in the corner, and it's going to look like a flower. Who's waiting for that?
Well, it's going to be warm this week. I don't know what it is in New York, but I...
Okay, great. So the flower smells even worse.
Yeah, right? Because it's melting.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah,
fabulous
good to talk
as always.
To you. Yeah, we'll talk to you next at the top of the hour.
You got it. Susie at top of the hour. Target Pride, Pride, Twin Cities Pride says to Target, lose our number. What do we think? Let's discuss in moments. So I'm on the Twitter machine. Dave's on the Twitter machine. Follow Dave at Dave_Harrigan. Follow me at Chad Hartman Show. I'm on the Instagram. Over the weekend, I had two fantastic pictures of Charlie. One, Hunter and Charlie, and a photo of my father over the shoulder. You can check that out. And then last night, Charlie and Gates looking up trying to get food. Two English Springer Spaniels. One's 14, that's Charlie. One's Gates, and he's 10 months. So give us a follow on the Instagram, Chad Hartman Show. So I'm on X, and you want to block me, you want to mute me, you want to criticize me, you get to do it, then I get to react. But what I think is incredibly fraudulent is if you follow me and rip me and just delusional again, like I'm getting my marching orders from George Soros, I've worked for how many different companies have owned CCO since I've been here? 4 or 5? Fans switched over 7, 8 times. I never once have been told by ownership, GM, program director, anyway, you have to say this. Not once. But let's go to the weak thing like, it's Soros. I've never really said I'm not a big George Soros supporter. I think it's pretty clear politically George is way more left than I am. But I love it if you follow me, but then I want to respond and you block me. Courage. Just big time courage. Okay, what do we think? Target, like so many other companies, either they agree with it or they're fearful of the 47th president of the United States with DEI. I talked about this with Adam. Adam had a great interview, too. Podcast his interview with Andy Otto, the Twin Cities Pride executive director. You can get that on the Adam and Jordana Show. If you podcast it, about the decision. And I talked about it with Adam, and he nailed it too. And listen, Norm cited it. right now, Republicans, CRT, DEI, they're the worst, according to Republicans. Some examples of DEI and CRT have been excessive. I agree. But turning everything of diversity, equity, and inclusion into, oh my God, it's the devil, is such a buzzword, and it works. Dave, it works. Nuance, dead. DEI is the worst. So, Target, we're done. We're done with DEI. So, Twin Cities Pride, not happy, said their decision to end it was the breaking point that pushed festival organizers to cut ties with Target. Target with Pride, by the way, about 500,000 people are a part of it in Minneapolis, by the way, a very liberal city, okay, and plenty of Target customers are liberals and going to Targets all across the country, just like conservatives too, but we do see more rallies in cities that fit the politics, much like you see it in conservative cities, and fine. That's your choice to live where you want to live and attend whatever rally you want to attend. That's fine. Unless it's so offensive, then some of us will jump in. But a Twin Cities Pride Festival is not offensive. So they've decided they're not going to take the money. Part of what Otto said in a trip store. And again, it's a great interview with Adam. Target executive always been supportive. Hear me out. And the impact their choice made our community. But unfortunately, time where it's been a really rough week for community, given everything that's come down from the new administration, that was kind of the straw that broke the back. I think they're making a mistake, Dave. And I think they should continue to take the cash from Target and encourage Target to come out and see, and maybe things, there'll be some things they don't like. But mainly they're just going to see everyday citizens who happen to be LGBTQ and want equal treatment. Now, when Adam asked the executive director about it, he said, we did that before because remember there was a big controversy a couple years ago. Did Target go too far in what supporters of Pride put up in certain Targets? First of all, it's very limited. I think a lot was overblown. Some, I think you could make an argument, but others acted like, Dave, oh, it was in every store, it was all over the place, and you were harassing children into staring at it, looking at it, and then all of a sudden, magically, Dave, before you left the store at Target, guess what? You were LGBTQ.
Yeah, they took out the toys, electronics, household goods. It was just all LGBTQ merch.
That's it. No toothpaste. No deodorant.
Nope.
No grapes. Just all a big watch, and they hypnotized you. I think Pride should take the cash and continue to show Target they should be part of it. But I get an organization saying, I thought you were with us, and you're not. I would rather, and I'm not sure I can always do this if I'm in the middle of it. I'm just being honest. I hope I do more often than not. More often than not, I want to bring you in until some level of egregiousness. And I know there are a lot of individuals who feel like DEI has helped them out a great deal. Because a lot of DEI just think of as equal opportunities. Everybody should have an opportunity for the same jobs. And yes, we've had a debate for years in our country about various forms of what, in some of these cases, viewed of affirmative action. Because for decades and decades and decades, white males had an enormous advantage. And it's a lot better now, Dave, but how many studies do we all have to read where women in pay, not close, opportunities for people of color versus whites, still not there. Now, that's not every business. I'm not hinting at that in any way. And I get the point because it's complex. I get the point where if someone walks in and they're notably significantly more qualified than another person, but you're trying to show more of a reflection of America and you lose out for a job, it's frustrating because you can say, well, I had nothing to do with sexism or racism or other oppression, but we're not there yet. And how we navigate those lines isn't easy. I get it. Because how will we ever know when we're there? Well, we'll have studies. And should someone who's 25, 35, 18, should they be punished for what happened decades and decades before on something that they abhor? So there's a lot of complexity to it. And I got to be honest, Target. Dave, Target might be saying, well, we'd like to be a part of it. Do you think in this Trump era right now, they didn't mind what Twin Cities Pride said?
Can't remove that from all the possibilities. Save a few bucks and perhaps save a little heat from the right side of things.
Yep. Boycotts. Most boycotts don't work. And nobody's calling for a boycott right now, but that's what comes up a lot. Like Bud Light, that was the rare one that worked, right? Yes. Do I see either side going to boycotts? I don't know. Let's see what the commander in chief has to say about that. Couldn't you see him, considering the power he likes to use in negotiating? Couldn't you see him going after a business that still has DEI and roasting them on a regular basis, whether on Twitter or True Social, that it basically becomes a boycott?
Well, it'll be interesting if that happens. I mean, Costco's probably been the number one that's spoken up loudly and said, we see everybody going away from DEI, but not here. We're leaning hard into it.
Yep. Because that's obviously an enormous business.
People love their Costco.
Oh, yeah. Just was there the other day. What do you want to say about all this that we've raised so far? Well, before we take the break, what's your read? More on your read of Pride making this decision. And for me personally, understanding it is complex. It is complicated. And for individuals who've been hit by all sides of it, it's not easy. There's no doubt. It is not easy. But I think Pride should have included Target to try to continue to show them, these are everyday citizens. These are your customers. You should still be a part of this event.
Yeah, I heard the interview too. And as you said, podcast, it was very well done from Adam. And I thought very well thought out by Andy Otto, just as far as
I agree.
His points were, look, we don't appreciate what they've done. We've heard from the community. They don't appreciate what they've done. And I think he said there was 50,000 that Target was a sponsor for last year. And, you know, I'm sure that hurts financially. I'm sure they also know that even if they can only recoup half of that, a quarter of that from other sponsors, for however they figure they can do it, they'll be fine for at least a year. You know, I'm not going to rip them for calling out Target and say, no, this isn't good enough for us. You've got to do better in our mind. And I thought Andy was very good in saying, look, this isn't like a we're done with Target forever thing. We can continue to talk about it. They can hear us. We can hear them. And, you know, maybe even in a couple months, they'll say we've come to an agreement. We've talked things out. Maybe it'll take a year, maybe a couple years. And in not shutting the door at all and not even, you know, not even giving the impression to me, at least as a listener, that they were saying, Target, you're done, you know, dead to us, lose our number kind of thing. It was just, no, at least for now, we think Target can do better. And I don't think that was a outlandish thing to say at all.
I think you characterized the conversation very well. In particular, if people expected, you know, anger or pointed threats None of that took place. Now, what happens residually from other people who don't provide some of the nuance that Andy brought? I don't know. And I get that we've had organizations who are representing groups all across the globe who feel like, wait, you know, you aren't reflecting what we thought you have for years. They've been a part of this for almost 20 years. So we're going to step away. I just felt like in this one, maybe more exposure might be the better way to bring them back. But your point on, I mean, we're sitting here in January. We got months and months before Pride Festival. Would either one of us be shocked if an agreement is reached at some level? No, I think that's pretty clear. What do people want to say? Do you want to call? Do you want to text? Either way, you know how to track us down. 651-461-9226. Among the text on the Target Twin Cities Pride decision, debate, positioning, reading your text, it's 651-461-9226. I love Target, but I'll do what I can to not go there. I have minority kids and kids part of the LGBTQ community. Another one talks about on the fence, very much support the community, but I don't think a business necessarily needs to advertise. And it gets into employees and safe places. I don't know why these texts are not the way. It's just a little bit more complex in reading it because it bounces all over the place. Because there's a few other texts on this, Dave, on businesses and getting involved in any particular group, organization, and should they always just stay out? I don't think so. Businesses should play a role. And I know charitable endeavors, illnesses related, is a lot easier. But do you think businesses should just completely step away to avoid the controversy? Because it's now becoming more and more controversial if you're involved in anything at this point.
Yeah, it's probably too hard to step away at this point because, you know, anybody who's anybody can do a little research. And even if you're not public about it, they can find out where you have money going if you're the business owner.
More text. Openly gay male, middle-aged man here. Twin Cities Pride let Target off the hook by booting them from Pride. If I'm one of the other local LGBTQ organizations, cities, I'm calling Target today to offer up a sponsorship deal. Philanthropic endeavors are competitive. I think that's a good call, right? Someone's suggesting that Shaletta is calling for a boycott. Is she calling for a boycott? I didn't spot that.
I haven't seen that, but I'll have to look.
How does this benefit Target? Organizations feel like they're trying to reach out to all parts of the areas where they're involved in commerce, and some businesses decide to get involved with groups who they feel like they haven't been treated equally. This has been going on forever. I hope it does not end, but going back to our just previous conversation, when you have an administration like the Trump administration, which is so out front on this particular topic, that's playing a huge part of why a lot of these businesses are stepping away. So it won't surprise me if more businesses end up not being involved. And to some level, I think that's disheartening. Next hour, two excellent guests. 50 million people, 60 million people watched the NFL games yesterday. So Chip Scoggins is with us making his regular appearance. And then the chief of police for the city of Minneapolis, Brian O'Hara, at 2:35 here on CCO.